चिकित्सायम्
आत्मनैराशितो
बलि नालिना शरीरे मूलम् पुष्करस्या विचिन्तताम् तुभ्यं अंसु यू मत मैं सॉरी मी विचिकित्सायम् ऑन योर ट्राइंग टू नो आत्मा सेल्फ मैं ऑफ माय सेल्फ दर्शिता एक्सिबिटेड अबाही फ्रॉम विद इन नलिना through the stem, shalile, in the water, mulam, root, pushkarasya, of the lotus, the primeval source, vichinbata, contemplating. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace Om Vishnu Paraparamhamsa. Parigajakacharya Ashtotarasvata Sri Sriman When you were contemplating whether there was a source to the stem of the lotus of your birth, and you even entered into that stem, you could not trace out anything. But at that time, I manifested my form from within. Please repeat. When you were contemplating whether there was a source to the stem of the lotus of your birth, and you even entered into that stem, you could not trace out anything. But at that time, I manifested my form from within. Purple. The personality of Godhead can be experienced only by His causeless mercy, not by mental speculation or help of the material senses. Material senses cannot approach the transcendental understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can be appreciated only by submissive devotional service, when He reveals Himself before the devotee. Only by love of Godhead can one know God, and not otherwise. The personality of Godhead cannot be seen with the material eyes, but He can be seen from within by spiritual eyes opened by the ointment of love of Godhead. As long as one's spiritual eyes are closed due to the dirty covering of matter, one cannot see the Lord. But when the dirt is removed by the process of devotional service, one can see the Lord without a doubt. Brahma's personal endeavor to see the root of the lotus pipe failed. But when the Lord was satisfied by His penance and devotion, He revealed Himself from within with no external endeavor. Om Akyant Mirandasya Chananjanan Shalakiyo Kachuram Nalitandina Tashmai Sri Jai Shri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karata Shri Vashani Gaur Bhakta Tanya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you were contemplating whether there was a source to the stem of your lotus of your birth, and even when you went into that stem, you could not trace out anything. But at that time, I manifested my form from within. So the common feature that's been mentioned throughout this chapter is actually the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can only be experienced, Prabhupada says, the personality of God can be experienced only by His causeless mercy. And not by any other way, with it, by mental speculation, or with the help of the senses. You may remember this question is brought up in the 10th canto by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukadeva Goswami. How we can understand what is Brahman or what is what is beyond the sense perception. We are trying to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Adoksaja, who is beyond the senses, is beyond the mind and senses. And what have we got to work with to understand Him? We only have the mind and senses. So his question was, how is it possible to understand that which is beyond the senses, with the senses? A very good argument. In fact, we use this. Many times there are arguments with the Vaishnavas of South India and the Mayavadis there. One time there was a big meeting with Madhavacharya, and he actually used this argument and defeated them during that debate. That you're trying to understand that non-differentiated Brahman, and the tool you are using is your mind by your study and contemplation and speculation, which is all done with the mind. You're trying to understand something that you also admit is beyond the perception of material senses and mind. So your tool, how you are ever going to understand with your mind? So he defeated him there. Anyway, Sukadeva Goswami answered that question. It's a fact, he cannot be understood by material senses. But he can be understood by devotion. So when we make the sense, material senses devotional, or in other words, engage them in the service of Krishna, for the satisfaction of Krishna, then they will take on that, the spiritual quality of Brahma. And then they can understand what is Brahma. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the offering is Brahman, the offer is Brahman, what is offered to is Brahman. Everything becomes Brahman when you engage in the service of Brahman. So here is the secret, is devotional service, by the process of devotional service. And there is no other way. As long as one's spiritual eyes are closed due to the dirty covering of matter, one cannot see the Lord. But when the dirt is removed by the process of devotional service, one can see the Lord without a doubt. So here, this is our process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. Chaitodharapana Marjanamid. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement begins with that, if we understand the verses he left, the Sikshastikam he left, condensed form of his teaching, everything is in there. But he begins with that very point. Chaitodharapanamatanam. First clean the heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement begins at actually the point of liberation. Cleanse the heart. Or as Prabhupada says, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins at the point of where Sarvadhanam Paritya leaves off. Then Srimad Bhagavatam begins. Of course, Krishna is asking you to surrender everything. You sometimes think this is the ultimate goal, but actually, to come to the point of surrender, it's not very advanced, of course, in different circumstances and moods. It is. But in the beginning, generally, we think, if I surrender to Krishna, you know, then if I can completely surrender to Krishna, then I'm completely, I've made it. But when Ramananda Roy was discussing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he quoted that verse, Mahaprabhu said, go on a bit further. Not so much. Go on further. The idea is, if you think we have something to surrender, then you should still be considered a neophyte. So you're just giving up a neophyte mentality by surrendering and everything, because you haven't got anything anyway. Everything belongs to Krishna. So from that point, okay, then you're becoming serious. You're giving up that neophyte mentality, thinking maybe you own something. You own it because you control it, of course. So you give up, and then you can begin, and Bhagavatam will begin at that point. Okay. Let's now talk about devotion. Let's talk about Krishna and his devotees. Philosophy is finished, Bhagavad Gita. So here we remove the Chetodharpana Majjana, we cleanse the dirty things from the heart. It begins at that point. Also, if we consider ISKCON, what's our daily activity in ISKCON? What's the first thing we do in the morning? What do we chant? I mean, that's also cleaning. We clean the body, and the first thing we do, we remember Krishna to clean the mind from his dreams and everything. Oh, Guru, respect Guru. Obviously we clean our bodies and everything like that. The first thing we do when we come into the temple, what do we say? Samsara dava nanalita loka chanaka. Okay, this is the situation we're in, this dirty condition, this blazing fire. We're in this material existence. So clean that. We begin with that, right? Then after that it's all, next one, Mahaprabhu. And that's all the process of devotional service. But the first, it begins with cleansing. So it has to be a cleansing process. All forms of self-realization actually have that same. They're following the same structure. It's just a process of cleansing, purification, purification, purification. So as long as the spiritual eyes are closed due to the dirty covering of matter, one cannot see the Lord. So here, can you clean the eyes by the process of karma, jnana, yoga? Can you clean your dirty eyes by karma, jnana, yoga? Yes, you can. That's what they're for. It cleans the tamagun and the rajagun. But does it clean the satagun? No, karma, jnana, yoga, you perfect those, they'll take it to satagun. You got clean eyes, okay, satagun eyes. Can you see Krishna with satagun eyes? No, only, here it says, you can only see by the process of devotional service. When all the dirt is removed, that means all the goodness is removed also. Then you can actually perform devotional service. And then you can see the Lord, here it says, without a doubt. Brahma's personal endeavor to see the root of the lotus pipe failed. So then he told to perform penance and devotion. Did that penance and devotion, because of his penance and devotion, did Krishna reveal himself? Oh, by his penance and devotion, was Brahma able to see Krishna?
Yes.
Eh? By his penance and devotion? No. No, by the Lord's mercy, Krishna decided to reveal. You can perform devotional service forever, but if Krishna doesn't decide, he is completely independent. Of course, in different stages, when there is pure bhakti, then Krishna comes to be controlled by that, then you can force Krishna. But the idea is that we shouldn't be thinking, you know, by my devotion, Krishna is going to reveal himself. You know, if there's any tinge of demanding there, then it's not conducive for pure devotion. So we're always dependent on Krishna in all of our activities. Here, Brahma, this is called Brahma's prayers for creative energy. It's very similar to Brahma Samhita, because although this chapter is appearing to be, this is a secondary creation, it's not the first creation. Brahma Samhita appears to be the first creation when Brahma first appears here. And Krishna has to enlighten with these different mantras, etc. But the same thing went on. Here, Brahma is offering nice prayers to Krishna, and then the Lord is responding. So in Brahma Samhita also, he's offering all those beautiful prayers, Govinda Madhi Purusham. And then the Lord actually reveals himself and speaks. So it's similar, so I'll read it, because we're now reading the Krishna's answer to Brahma's prayers. So here, after he chanted the Brahma Samhita, then Krishna again revealed himself and he spoke. Upon hearing these hymns containing the essence of the truth of the Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna said to Brahma, "Brahma, if you experience the inclination to create offspring by being endowed with real knowledge of the glory of Godhead, listen, my beloved, from me to this science set forth in the five slokas. When the pure spiritual existence is excited by means of cognition and service, means bhakti, super-excellent unalloyed devotion characterized by love of Godhead is awakened towards Krishna, the beloved of all souls." And Prabhupada is pointing this out in the purport, that only by love of Godhead one can understand Krishna. So here is, when the eyes are anointed with the ointment of the love of Godhead. So here is given, when the spiritual existence is excited by means of cognition and service. So pure spiritual existence means Brahman. It means your eternal existence as Brahman, as pure. Now when that is excited, he says, by cognition, which means spiritual existence is sat, and cognition is? Yes, chit. And service or bhakti, which is ananda. So he's talking about these principles here. So the living entity, first he becomes pure to Brahman situation, understanding his constitutional situation, his constitutional nature. Then the knowledge, the chit, is enlivened in that atmosphere. When he utilizes that properly, that cognition aspect properly, to understand he's the eternal servant of Krishna, and he engages in service to Krishna with devotion, then the Haladini Shakti will manifest. Living entity, he is Satchitananda, he has that Sandini Sambit and Sandini potencies, same thing. But he has that already there, but in minute quantity. So he has actually the Haladini Shakti. But it's described, it's not powerful enough to reach Krishna, because it's only minute. But when Krishna is satisfied by the devotion, same thing is being expressed. Krishna, when Krishna is satisfied by the endeavor, the devotional attitude, actually it's the attitude behind the devotion that Krishna really attracts Krishna. Prabhupada says in the Krishna book that it's the devotional attitude and nothing else that attracts Krishna. So when the attitude is correct in your devotional service, then Krishna becomes attractive, or at least someone becomes attractive and gives a message to Krishna. Oh, very nice devotee. Then Krishna, okay, he sends his Haladini Shakti to meet the jiva's minute Haladini Shakti. Then the relationship can fit, then how bhakti can take place in it. Haladini Shakti. So then that is characterized by love of Godhead, and it's awakened towards Krishna, the beloved of all souls. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees of the constant endeavor for self-realization. With the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice. So here Brahma is saying it's by slow degrees. We hear it can be in a moment, Prabhupada said many times. Krishna consciousness can be in one moment or it can take a long time. It's according to the sincerity of the practitioner or according to the degrees of faith. He speaks that in the next verse actually. So generally it's by slow degrees. Even Brahma himself, he says here, oh, because you've got a desire to create. Also his same thing is here. This chapter is called Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. Oh Brahma, if you experience the inclination to create offspring, it's your desire. So he's going to tell him how he has a desire to create offspring. It's not really devotion, in one sense. It's called Gauna Bhakti. It's his desire, but now Krishna's telling him how to utilize his desire to become, to turn into real bhakti. So he's saying, yeah, so it's by slow degrees, because generally that's how it is. Our faith is not very strong. Ado Shada, Shada Shanga. We have some faith in, okay, we'll associate with the devotees. Oh, it's interesting. I want to take it seriously. Then I put it into practice, associate with the motive of getting initiated, take the initiation, get the process of devotional service, bhajana kriya. It's an increase of faith. The more the faith increases, the more serious we become, then anatta priti. If we're not serious, all this takes a very long time. Then the more the faith increases, it becomes ruchi. So it's all a question of expansion of faith. How strong our faith becomes and all these different levels. So when it's fully mature, that is called love of God. It's there all the time, the faith is there, but in the beginning it's slow and then it blossoms until it's fully developed. So we see, you know, we don't have a strong taste, we don't have ruchi, we don't have a taste. We're not even free from anatta priti, we're still struggling with bhajana kriya. So that's just because of the position of our faith. Although if we read the philosophy, why not immediately go to Krishna consciousness? We just can't. It means we've got to still have a lot of faith in something in the material world. We still have. So therefore, slow degrees. So this is generally always the situation, it's slow degrees. We just can't do it because of how the faith is strong, but it's still, you know, it's 50-50, whatever it is. Faithful to the material world, faithful to Maya Devi, faithful to serve Maya Devi, how she's going to fulfill our desires, etc. So therefore it's called slow degrees. But it can be done in a moment. King Kulushakara. By the constant endeavor for self-realization, so one should always keep the goal in mind, Krishna satisfaction, in all activities. If we remember that, then that speeds up the process of love. If we're not remembering what we're doing, we're just performing devotional service, it will take longer. With the help of scriptural evidence, so we're taking advice from the Shastra, theistic conduct. Theistic conduct means the activities of a pure devotee who has actual love for Krishna, spontaneous love for Krishna. That is theistic conduct, so we should try to practice that theistic conduct. By practice, again, practice is simply following in the footsteps who have that mood of service to the Holy Name. That is our practice, following in their footsteps. By constant perseverance. Then he's saying that it will all happen if you have all these Well, these preliminary practices of devotion, sadhana bhakti, are conducive to the realization of loving devotion. Loving devotion, than whom there is no superior well-being, who goes hand in hand with the attainment of exclusive state of supreme bliss, and can lead to myself. So there's no superior well-being than loving devotion, the living entity situated in loving devotion. This is the final goal of life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prem Pramoda. So abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. The realization will correspond to the nature of one's faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. By meditating on me by means of those deeds, one will obtain devotion characterized by love in the shape of the Supreme Service. So here, he's talking to Brahma and everyone. After abandoning all meritorious performances, should serve me with, in other words, we should give up our own performing activities just for the sake of being pious or merit, or in other words, just to stay in the material world in a nice situation. We should understand that Krishna is the objective. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. So that's what everybody's doing. Everybody's acting ceaselessly. Everyone's running around like anything. What are they doing? What are they doing actually? They're just in pursuance of some idea. Everybody has some idea. That's why they're running around. But that idea, like ultimately, is happiness. Everybody's searching for happiness, but they have an idea of how to get that happiness. So everybody has a different way of life, different walk. And they're all, everybody's rushing towards, they're working hard, they have these particular ideals. So what Krishna is saying to Brahma here is by meditating on me by means of those deeds, one will attain devotion characterized by love in the shape of supreme service. So he's saying, okay, Brahma, you've got a desire to create. It may not be exactly pure devotion, but now you utilize it for me. You create how I want it done. What is the purpose of this creation? Why did I create this creation? The main reason Krishna is saying, I created to give the living entities a chance to revive their Krishna consciousness and come back to me. And for the others who don't want to do that, then, you know, I created so many activities they can remain bound up. So do it for me in devotion. So he's telling Dhamma, okay, You could create the universe, you've got that desire, but create it, and also give the information of, you know, the real purpose of the creation. It's not